This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1923, recorded on Thursday, the 8th of September, 2016. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always like hearing from you. Also included this week is your EDP Norfolk Memory Stick. This part of Chatterbox is read by Elizabeth Stimson and Rupert Hipwell. This week, we welcome new listener Eric Saunders of Bishopgate in Norwich. Hello. We hope you enjoy receiving your weekly edition of Chatterbox. On part one of Chatterbox, in addition to the news, we have letters from the evening news and a feature, which this week tells of big steps for very little turns. But first, some stories making the news in Norwich this week.
We start this week with three stories from the Norwich and Norfolk Roads. The Battle of the Bollards continues in Norwich, and we will hear the latest from the City Council, and later more letters from readers concerned about this local controversy. Another ongoing controversy surrounds the proposal of the University of East Anglia and the Norfolk Rugby Club to develop a site off Coney Lane. And we will hear Mark Cocker's views on this, and again, readers' letters a little later. And these stories will be followed by news of compensation of owners of cars damaged by potholes.
Battle of the Bollards continues. The City Council has today said it will continue with the removal of two iron posts, despite protests from people living nearby. Neighbours Leslie Canin and Marilyn Mann had threatened to chain themselves to the bollards on Clarendon Road to prevent them from being replaced. The posts were due to be removed as part of a £39,000 replacement scheme by Norwich City Council to enable its street sweepers to access alleyways. But despite managing to stop contractors from pulling out the bollards last month, the two 70-year-olds have not managed to halt the council's plans. Paul Kendrick, cabinet member for Clean Streets, said, "We always listen to the views of residents, and sometimes they voice opposing views. In this instance, we had to prioritise the need to keep the city's streets clean and safe for the 138,000 or so residents who live in Norwich, above the requests of two residents representing one road. Therefore, we will complete the planned work by also removing and replacing the bollards in Clarendon Road." Mrs. Canin and Mrs. Mann said the posts contributed to the character and heritage of the street, which is within a conservation area in the Golden Triangle. An online petition, dubbed "The Battle of the Bollards," was also launched to support their cause, attracting almost 80 signatures. The council said it was replacing posts across Norwich and did not require planning permission or consent for the work. It claimed the bollards on Clarendon Road were installed in the 1980s, but people living nearby said they had been there for longer.
Fears have been raised over the environmental impact a planned car park and rugby pitches will have on grassland owned by the University of East Anglia. Norfolk-based award-winning nature writer Mark Cocker said the plan to relocate Norwich Rugby Club to a site off Coney Lane would threaten the area's thriving population of mammals, insects, birds and other animals and plants. In an article in our sister paper, the EDP, Mr. Cocker said, "The development is bizarre, given the UEA's worldwide reputation for research on climate change and its own commitments to a sustainable future, working, as it proclaims on its own website, to reduce negative environmental impacts and the creation of a low-carbon campus. Equally troubling is the effect of building a large car park and floodlit astroturf pitches on the area's role as a wildlife corridor." Mr. Cocker said the survey of wildlife on grounds around the university and the neighbouring Eaton Park boasted an astonishing 5,500 species. It is more species, for example, than at the lodge, the headquarters for the Royal Society of the Protection of Birds. Among university campuses, it must be one of the most biodiverse in Britain. But a UEA spokesman defended the plans and said minimising the new facility's impact on the environment was a top priority. He said, "We have reduced the number and the size of the car parking spaces from around 300 to 218 marked spaces and taken significant steps to reduce the impact on the landscape by, for example, moving the pitches away from sensitive parts of the river valley and changing the surfacing of roads and parking areas. The application is supported by a full range of ecology reports, landscape appraisals, flood risk assessments, and reports on the effects of transport."
Rise in compensation payouts because of damage by potholes. Compensation paid out because of damage caused by potholes on Norfolk's roads over the past 2 years was almost double the previous 4 years put together. New figures have revealed councils in our region paid out more than £900,000 in compensation in 2015-16 and 2014-15, with almost £120,000 of that paid by Norfolk County Council because of pothole damage. The amount the council paid out for pothole damage surged from £67,944 for the 4 years from 2009 to 2014 to just under £120,000 over the past 2 years. The council, which says it repairs 10,000 potholes annually, identified £1.2 million from this year's budget for pothole repairs. In 2014-15, the figure was £1.25 million. And there was a boost when the government announced in April that Norfolk would get an extra £1.6 million. But with an estimated £72 million needed to cover Norfolk's highways maintenance backlog, the funding was described at the time as a drop in the ocean by councillors. And the council, looking to save money as government funding is squeezed, is spending more on patching, that's a temporary measure to fill potholes, with £7.4 million earmarked for that in 2015-16 compared to just over £7 million the previous year. The compensation figures were obtained using the Freedom of Information request and showed there were more than 3,500 compensation claims made to councils.